Hello, my name is Ian McCarty and I'm 15 years old. Today is December 10th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Oma McCarty, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Moore Bay, California. Can you share about your experience in the most difficult moment of your life?
Well, I've had many difficult moments in my life, but the hardest moment that I've had to face was the death of our little squishy, Caden. He passed away March 30th, and what seemed to be a beautiful day just ended up in tragedy. I was really excited about taking you guys to your final rehearsal at the PAC for your play that you guys were going to be in. And I never expected that 45 minutes later, I would get a call from your dad saying that we needed to head over to the hospital because he had Caden in an ambulance. And if I didn't get to the hospital as soon as I could, I wasn't going to find him alive. I remember just rushing out of the pack. I don't even remember if I asked anybody to take care of you. All I could think of was just getting to the hospital as fast as I could. I don't know how, but I finally made it to the hospital. And when I got there, your little brother had already passed away. And so when I saw his lifeless body, I was so filled with pain. And I was in shock because I didn't know how it had happened. But as soon as I spoke to your daddy, he told me that he had an asthma attack. And I don't know what else happened after that. I've never really had the courage to ask him to explain to me how it all happened with details. But all I know is that he's gone. And so I don't know what was going to happen next. I think at the moment it was when I realized that all my life I had known about God and I had known about the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ, but it was while I was holding Caden in my arms, his lifeless body, and while you and Siler sat around us and Daddy, and that I looked at your faces, and you guys were so lost, and you were so sad. And I realized that I had this God that I had always, when I wanted to, what I call, I guess at that point, I thought he was my convenient God, because when I wanted to, I could just say, hey, you know what? I need you now. And he served me. When I had trouble financially, I said, hey, I need some money. And he gave me some money. He provided the means for me to get the money or anything that I ever asked God when I was sick. Hey, can you heal me? And I know that he was always there to answer my prayers. But it was only when I wanted him and when I needed him. But while I was holding Caden's body and looking at you guys, I realized that my whole life, I didn't really know this God. I didn't even have the courage to look up into the heavens and ask if he would give him back to me. I don't know how you could ask somebody to give you something when you don't have a relationship with them, where you don't really know what their true power is. And so all I know is that I knew that this God that I always prayed to, that in my most difficult moments before that, I asked him to help me, and he never left me nor forsake me. So I knew in my heart, I knew that this would not be the time that he would leave me all alone to deal with this pain. And so I extended my hand to you guys And I asked you guys if you were willing to, no matter what it took, no matter what we lost, no matter what we faced in the future, if from that point on, we were willing to start a relationship with him. And I mean, I've always taught you guys about God, but we didn't have a relationship with him. And what I mean by relationship with him is that, you know, we can know about God. We can let people tell us about God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. But if every day we don't put him first on a priority list, and if every day we don't communicate with him through prayer, through worship, through reading the word, you know, his truths, then I don't know how we can have a relationship. If we don't communicate with him, how can you establish a relationship with him or with anybody else, as a matter of fact? So we were so broken, and we knew that there was not going to be any super glue that would hold us back together. That from that moment on, we didn't know how we were going to face life without our little guy, because, you know, we've always been such a close family. But I knew in the past, God had never left us nor forsake us. And so this was not going to be that time. And so we all placed our hands together, and we all decided that we were going to start our walk with him. And that was the beginning of our walk with him. And from that point to this point, I can honestly say that today, I can look up to the heavens and I can ask and I can have 1,000 of requests. And I know that God grants every single one of them. I know that he rains his blessings upon you, upon Siler, upon my husband, upon myself. And our family is blessed. You are so beautiful. And you have been my prayer warrior. Honestly, I don't know what I would have done if you were not in my life. Maybe I didn't teach you a lot about God at your age, but I taught you enough where you knew the prayer was important. And I remember that every time I fell apart, because it was a lot of times when I cried, when I was devastated, when I just wanted to just take off and just run away because my pain was so great and so huge that I don't think anything could help me. But you were there. My little Zian, you've always been there for me. You've been my shoulder to cry on. You've been the one who has to deal with all my tears, who has to cope with all my pain, who have been there to encourage me in the day, at night. I remember having nightmares at night and you waking up and soothing me by praying for me, by singing me a song. And I thank you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful to have you in my life. And I really believe that one of the reasons why we're such good friends is because you have been through my toughest time in my life. And I have been through the most difficult time of your life. I know Kaden was your best friend. And honestly, before Kaden passed away, we were a very close family. But today, we are closer than ever. We have an amazing relationship. All thanks, honor and glory to our Heavenly Father who holds us in his righteous mighty hand. Thank you, God.
And thank you, Mom, for being so loving to me and everything that you do, and for being with me through thick and thin. I could not have been the person I am without you today. And each day when I see your smile on your face, I'm reminded of this blessing in disguise.